This voice belongs to Leora Travers. Listen closely. You hear my voice, don't you? And it is not meant for you, not at first, but you can't help straining toward it. I am talking about you. Every knot across your body, the way the rope holds you open, holds you still, the tremor in your breath when I tightened it. You're beautiful like this, and I want the world to know it. I tell them how you look, how your body shifts when you want to move but can't, how your chest rises too quickly, too shallow, how the rope presses into your skin until it leaves marks that belong to me. I tell them you're straining, every muscle tight, trembling under the weight of stillness, that you'd do anything for the smallest touch. But you won't get it, not until I decide. And then I pause. My voice dips lower. I let the words sharpen. Yes, you. Don't think I don't see you twitch. The second I put my mouth on you, you'd spill yourself right then. That truth hits, doesn't it? Because it's not their voice you hear, it's mine. And I've always known exactly how close to breaking you are. I laugh softly, then return to the conversation you were never supposed to hear. As if that lash of attention wasn't meant for you at all, as if you imagined it. But you didn't. You know I meant every word. And now you can't escape it. You're bound, aching, burning with the knowledge that I could undo you with a single command, but I won't. Not yet. So listen. Strain harder. Let the ache sharpen until it carves you open. Because that is what it means to be tethered. To hear me. To want me. To know that even when I am speaking to someone else, every word still belongs to you. Leora, the soft side of control.